presuming that more devotees will be coming, it would be a good idea if everyone moved in. And also these book stands with the books, if they're all taken up, they'll make extra space and save us all from the offense of stepping over them. Please don't step over Bhagavad Gita. Or anything else for that matter. Another suggestion is that if the ladies sit on one side and the men sit on the other in such a tight space, it's better that everyone, especially in such a tight space, it's better that everyone's not sitting on top of each other, especially when, as we find in any traditional place of worship, except in masjids, women are not allowed in. You know what masjid means?
Yeah.
It's become the known word in America now?
Yes, it's becoming more and more known as more Muslims are coming.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So here at ISV, ISKCON Silicon Valley, also known as International Sankirtan, what's the village? International Sankirtan Village. I thought it would be appropriate to speak about Sankirtan, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has famously glorified thus: Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamahadava ninirvapanam shreyakairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnamritasvardhanam saravatma snapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has thus in seven ways describe the effects of Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Sri Krishna Sankirtan means the congregational chanting of the holy names of Sri Krishna. Sankirtan means in association with others, Sangha. It also means Samyak Kirtan or complete Kirtan. So Sankirtan refers to the kirtan of Krishna that is performed by devotees who have completely dedicated their lives to Krishna, who know nothing but Krishna. And it refers to that kirtan in which there is no other desire. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnanakama dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktiruttama. That kirtan in which the kirtan is performed simply for the pleasure of Krishna without any other desire, that is called Sankirtan. Yeah, those who are coming in, please come in around, move in, move up, leave space for others who are coming. Srila Prabhupada, he equated the distribution of transcendental books on the subject of Sri Krishna and Sankirtan, he equated the distribution of books with Sankirtan because it serves the same purpose. Kirtan is generally understood to mean the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, as we see in this painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. This is a copy of part of a famous painting by Pandu, I think that was I'm pretty sure he did the first one. So this shows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan during his Grihastha Leela in Navadvip, his Udila Varuna Purava Bhagi Dvijamani Gaura Amani Jagi Bhakata Samuha Loya Shate Gela Nagara Vraja. his rising early in the morning, taking his associates to the nearby towns and villages, and tatai tatai bhajanok hal dana kanaja tahe janjararol prelud hala dhala shonara anga charane nupara bhaje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described so beautifully the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the mridanga, more commonly called khol in Bengal, sounding very sweetly, and the janja in Iskon English called wombas, making the appropriate sound. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful golden form shimmering in bliss with his ankle bells jingling. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would place ankle bells on his ankles and that would jingle as he danced. And then the essence of it all, Mukunda Madhava Jadava Hari Valena Valare Vadanam. The devotees themselves would chant the names of Krishna, Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, Hari, and so on, and exhort others to also chant. So this is saying, and they would preach them also. Michene Dabashe Gelaria, what is it? Mukunda, Madhava, Jadava, Hari, Balena, Balare, Badanabari, Michene Dabashe Gelaria, Rati, Dibashe, Shari, Rashaji. They would preach them. What did they say? You're spending your whole days just in the daytime looking after your body and in the night sleeping. Animal existence. So this is Sankirtan. Glorifying Krishna and exhorting others to also glorify Krishna and not waste their human life. So Kirtan doesn't only mean singing, it means to glorify. That's the meaning. So these books of Srila Prabhupada, they glorify Krishna, and distribution of his books is meant for widespread glorification of Krishna, particularly with the aim to wake up others. Jeev jago, jeev jago, gaura chanda bale, koto nidra jao maya pishachirakona. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling everyone, wake up, wake up, O sleeping souls, how long will you sleep on the lap of the witch called Maya? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to wake everyone up, and those in the sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they perform Sankirtan, which means chanting the holy names of Krishna and distributing books about Krishna. So, always attempting to glorify Krishna with the specific aim of waking others up to do that. So this is the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us. This is the Sankirtan movement. And as we are at the International Sankirtan Village, I'll speak a little bit about that. Chito Darpana Marjanam. This distributing of Srila Prabhupada's books is very powerful and helpful in cleaning the heart, both of those who receive the book and those who distribute the book. Sometimes we find people are very much against taking the books. Not so much as it used to be. It used to be in the 1970s when we were distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, there were so many cases of people punching out the devotees, arresting the devotees, making court cases against the devotees, because they're demons and they didn't want to be purified. But nowadays we see that there's much more favorable reception. Just now at the airport when we came, the devotees were doing kirtan loudly right in the, what's that called, the concourse? And no one objected. In fact, this huge security guy came over. I thought he was going to object, and he joined in. He was he kind of forgot he was supposed to be the security guy, and forgot his job, and just came over and joined the devotees in kirtan. So The devotees were happy on one side, but on the other hand, they were feeling somewhat unhappy because they didn't bring any books. They couldn't. So many people were asking, "What's this?" They're happy to see that. So we see that we see all over the world that the more we perform sankirtan, the more the field becomes purified. The more that people are receptive to sankirtan. Means that the heart is becoming cleansed. Bhava maha dhavagni nirvapadam. Bhava maha dhavagni. Yeah, so, this blazing fire of material existence, which we are all plunged into. Actually, it's a very good time for preaching, and particularly in America at the present time, because after so many years of thinking, well, we're American and everything's great in America, and now the American dream is crumbling. As the saying goes, the American dream only happens when you're asleep. It's the end of the America's greatness is there, and even at home people feel insecure. So it's very good. Actually, this is all Krishna's arrangement, that people may become aware of the precarious situation that we're all in. It's not that recently the situation has become precarious. It always was precarious. It's just that people are getting woken up to it. Anyway, everyone has two faith. Janma Ritu Jaravyadhi, repeated birth, death, old age and disease. But people are living in the dream that we can live happily. So difficulties in the world help to wake us up to the fact that this world is not a happy place. And all the signs are there that the signs that we are seeing of disturbances in the world are just the rumblings before the real storm. So many difficulties we can imagine coming up. So devotees, they see the hand of Krishna in everything. And even non-devotees start to see the hand of Krishna when there is great difficulty. And especially they'll be able to see if they have Prabhupada's books. And especially they'll start to read Prabhupada's books and to inquire about the subject matter in Prabhupada's books and how they can take shelter of that fearless shelter. In this world of fear, as people become more and more fearful and insecure, they want to take shelter of Krishna. There'll be more and more opportunity for that. Bhava maha dhava nirvarpana means that sankirtan extinguishes the blazing fire, the forest fire of material existence. The example is given of forest fire. Because forest fires, they just start. You don't know who started, how they start. It may be just by in the forest, the bamboos are rubbing against each other and there's spontaneous combustion, and then a massive fire which no one can control. The only way to that fire will be extinguished is if the whole forest is consumed, or if there's a massive rainfall from the. So the rain of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates extinguishes the fire of material existence. Then sankirtan gives knowledge. Once Srila Prabhupada asked his disciples, he asked them rhetorically that, well, not exactly rhetorically, but he asked them to see if they knew that, why are we distributing these books? What is the purpose? I mean, so many things are done by distributing books. We get money, that's one reason. Some people might think, well, we're doing it just for money. But the reason is to distribute knowledge. The knowledge in these books you won't get anywhere else. You definitely want to get them in the school. You won't get them in the home. unless in your home those books are there. You won't get them in your church. You won't get them in a yoga studio. So many bogus yogis are there. So many bogus avatars teaching, pretending to teach something of value. But only complete knowledge is given of who we are, who is God, what is the purpose of life. All knowledge is given clearly in Srila Prabhupada's books. We won't find that anywhere else. So distributing these books causes knowledge to arise, and especially for the devotees who are distributing them, because they have to know what's in. First of all, you won't feel inspired to distribute these books unless you read them. Of course, one may have some temporary enthusiasm, but sustained enthusiasm comes from reading them, understanding them, and by practicing Krishna consciousness and appreciating how much we are improved, we are benefited by reading these books, then naturally the desire comes to share this with others, because in material existence everyone is simply trying to make oneself better than others, but in spiritual existence the idea is there that naturally the thought comes in purified consciousness, when the heart is purified, then one wants to share one's good fortune with others, not just for myself. So it creates all auspiciousness in the world, that the world becomes a better place by Krishna consciousness. Of course, as I was saying, there are many difficulties ahead in the world. That is normal, that is natural in the world. There may be various disasters which are taking place, which are going to take place, but that is the normal course of the world, especially in Kali Yuga. In the last century there were two great wars, but even apart from the great wars which killed so many people, there widespread outbreaks of terrible diseases just after the First World War. There was a worldwide influenza epidemic which killed more people than the war did. Mm-hmm. People generally don't know about that. And all kinds of, apart from that, there is the influence of time is killing everyone anyway. I mean, even if you could, for instance, find a cure for cancer, I mean, and so many cures for cancers are being found by naturopathic methods, but the medical establishment won't accept that, and they go on spending millions of dollars every year for maybe half a century or more. They've been spending millions of dollars every year to try to find some cure. Sounds like a bit of a scam to me. You know, there's more and more people dying from cancer, and every year they're spending millions of dollars and they never find a cure. But even if you could find a cure, and you find a cure for this disease and that disease and every other disease, but still people would die. So it's the death rate, the 100% death rate continues. That is the history of the world. The history of the world, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha. So it's a miserable place, but there are auspicious signs. Auspiciousness means the tendency toward Krishna consciousness. That their tendency toward Krishna consciousness is awakened. That is the only auspicious thing in this otherwise totally miserable material world. When we say this, people say, well, you're being so pessimistic. Why be pessimistic? But it's simply realistic to see that this world, it's simply miserable. To think otherwise is simply foolishness. It's a very widespread foolishness. Almost every one of the unlimited jivas in this world are possessed of this crass foolishness, but that's why we're in the material world. And sense, it's sensible, to understand that this material world is miserable and to endeavor to come out of it. So distributing these books helps people to come to their sensible position. Anandam buddhi vardhanam. Everywhere the ocean of bliss increases by distributing these books about Krishna. Just like we see, the number of devotees here is always increasing because people are attracted. Who will not be attracted to the blissful life of Krishna consciousness? Everyone, if they get the opportunity to be exposed to this, certainly they will be attracted. Individually, we become more and more happy as we take to Krishna consciousness, as we become more and more involved in Krishna consciousness, and we become happy as we see more and more people coming to that also. At every step, what kind of happiness? At every step, tasting full nectar, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At every step, he is chanting the name of Krishna, absorbed in love of Krishna, and distributing Krishna consciousness to others. So devotees, they feel for Krishna. They experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is blissful. We don't find anywhere else, do we? There are so many people making religious propaganda, but much of it is on the basis of fear. You follow this path, otherwise you'll burn in hell forever. But Krishna consciousness we're propagating on the platform of happiness. Why be miserable? Be happy in Krishna consciousness. Come to the path of happiness, which is in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna consciousness, the Sankirtan movement, is fully cleansing. That means we become purified from our bad propensities, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, this lust, greed, anger, illusion, pride and envy. All these bad things are in the heart. But by Krishna's mercy, if we try to spread his glories, then we become free from that. If we try to become free from all these bad things in the heart simply by meditating in a cave, that won't be possible. But if we try to glorify Krishna, then by Krishna's mercy, our hearts become purified. Therefore, we pray, may there be all victory for the Sankirtan movement of the chanting of Krishna's name. So, Sankirtan means working together to glorify Krishna. So let us do that and pray for the victory. Victory means, in Krishna consciousness, victory doesn't mean that anyone else is defeated. Everyone is a winner. It's not that we're going to spread Krishna consciousness and we're going to kill all the infidels. It's not like that. We don't have any such program. Yeah. Our program, holy war. But the holy war is against ignorance, envy, illusion, and if anyone opposes us, then we'll punish them by giving them a big plate of prasadam to take. And then that's the punishment. And then they become purified. There's no executions. So this is the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Practically, how we become purified. Purification means beginning with controlling the senses. This is the beginning of any actual advancement in spiritual life. People may talk of this religion or that religion, but unless there's some program to control the senses, then it's not actual religion at all. One reason why people can appreciate, or one factor by which people can appreciate that this Krishna consciousness is a very serious path, is by our regulative principles. Some years ago in Britain, a survey was, devotees had some agency conduct a survey into people who had received our books and how they received them, what they thought of them. So they found at that time that among the books distributed, the most appreciated was the Nectar of Instruction, which when it was first produced, devotees didn't think it was meant for distributing to the public at all. And Prabhupada said, yes, it should be distributed to the public. And the reason it was given, because in the very beginning, Srila Prabhupada speaks about the need to control the mind and the senses, and specifically states about how one should not eat meat or take intoxicants. And people appreciated that, that it's a very clear direction about how to lead a purified life. That it's not just some vague talk. It may not be that they immediately took it up, but it's a very clear direction, and people can appreciate that this is a better form of life. If one is very serious about spiritual life, then he can't meditate in the morning and then take a beefsteak after that. Of course, mostly people who do some form of so-called, what they call meditation or yoga, they're not eating beefsteaks. But the very idea that one has to control the senses is, again, probably unique. We don't find that. There are different religious groups and different so-called yoga groups making their propaganda. But that one has to control the mind and the senses before one can make any spiritual advancement is perhaps unique in the world. Even different groups may be speaking about Krishna. I mean, it's not that Krishna consciousness or knowledge of Krishna is limited to ISKCON, but our insistence that if one is to actually make advancement, our insistence that if one is to come to the level of initiation, there are certain rules which one has to follow very strictly, without which there is no possibility of making actual advancement. That is unique here. So, distributing these books, this actually helps us to control our senses, because if the senses are not controlled, we can't distribute any books. If we have the desire to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, then we can't do so if our eyes are wandering here and there to see all the nice things in the world. If our mind is wandering here and there, it requires great concentration. But this concentration is not like in India, so many students ask, how can we get concentration? Because it's very difficult for them to concentrate for long hours on these subjects which they actually no interest in. And especially the boys are thinking about the girls, and the girls are thinking about the boys in the college, and they can't think, or they can't concentrate on their subject. They ask us, how can we get concentration? So the concentration or the focus that is required to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books is not exactly the same as that which is required to execute any material task. Because that means that we have to pray to Krishna, Krishna, please help me. Please help me to keep my mind focused on this. Otherwise, without that, without sense control, one cannot distribute these books. So by distributing these books, we have to pray for the focus, pray for the concentration, that we don't get diverted from this. And therefore, automatically, the senses become controlled without even directly thinking about it. Now, if we think that yogis traditionally go to so much trouble to control the mind and senses, and they withdraw themselves from the world, and our devotees, without even directly thinking about it so much, they're simply thinking how to please Srila Prabhupada, how to please Krishna, how to help others by getting these books, then automatically the mind and senses become controlled. Isn't that a great boon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That in Kali Yuga, the main symptom is that the mind of everyone is always disturbed. And not only is the mind always disturbed, but much of the, what for want of a better word is called culture in this country, is actually aimed at making the mind more disturbed. Already people's minds are disturbed, and the music, most of it is to make, or much of it is to make the mind more disturbed. There are various intoxicants, various forms of pornography, or movies, and just to make the mind more and more disturbed and bewildered. And people are so disturbed, or so far out of contact with their real being, that they call becoming more and more disturbed, they call that pleasure. A good night out means to go get intoxicated, scream around the streets, drive a motorbike. Oakland is just next door, right? The Hell's Angels are all becoming old. No, they're all ready to go to hell. So, ride the huge motorbike and with roaring so loud, and people call that pleasure. So, devotees, their mind is peaceful. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayiv Shanta. Devotee of Krishna has no material desire. Therefore, his mind is very peaceful. Devotee who goes out to benefit others by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books with no other desire than simply, may Srila Prabhupada be pleased, may Krishna be pleased, may others be benefited. By doing so, they automatically come to a platform far better than the yogis who are simply thinking of their own benefits. Srila Prabhupada wrote, some devotees, they took out the first traveling Sankirtan party in Britain. And Srila Prabhupada wrote a long letter to the leader of that party, Prabhu Vishnu. That's Brahmacharya, no, Swami. He wrote a long letter of appreciation and said that by one day engagement in this Sankirtan mission, that is more valuable than thousands of years of the austerities of the yogis. That is a fact. It is on a higher level altogether. Even though devotees, they may not seem to be like self-controlled yogis, then they may not have the yoga siddhis. Some yogis, they can levitate. They're just... what is the value, actually? And then you can pass stool from a little higher position. You can drop your purified stool and fertilize the ground. But what is the value, actually? Whereas devotees, they drop Srila Prabhupada's books into the laps of the conditioned soul. It's far more valuable. So by one sense control, compassion, this is the hallmark of an advanced devotee. He's always thinking of the benefit of others. So devotees who go on book distribution, they see how much others are suffering and they desire to benefit them by giving them Srila Prabhupada's books. Actually, that suffering, it's far more apparent in this godforsaken country. They say, in God we trust, but it seems they forgot God. So it's many of you are from India. I also lived in India most of my life, and somehow in general Indian people seem to be more happy, seems to me. What do you think? You live most of your life in India also. People here, it's difficult to get a smile out of them, isn't it? A lot of the time, and it's just, I mean, they're so caught up in their own mental peregrination, whatever you want to call it. So, it's actually, it's almost palpable how much people are suffering in there. Just stress, depression, and people don't. Generally, it seems many people, they don't even have real friends or even real relationships of any kind. Yeah, please move in, everyone, so that those who are coming can sit down. Inevitably, it happened. So people, most people in this country, it seems they say in this country there's this saying that man's best friend is the dog. And it seems like that, actually. People are so unfortunate. So, give them Srila Prabhupada's books. Let them know who their real best friend is. Not dog, but God is our real best friend. Even their idea of God, it's a very horrible idea, actually. This some kind of despot who sits in the sky and few people he lets them in and the rest of them he toasts them in hell forever. Sounds like a really nasty person. But actually who is God? He's very kind, very loving, very beautiful, very merciful. So let them know about him. Let them know about Krishna. That is compassion, that others should have this. So by going on book distribution, we see, we can feel how people are suffering so much. I remember years and years, I'll never forget this. This was years and years ago, actually it was an apartment block. It was like working, what in England they call working class. You call it working class in America or something? Blue collar.
Yeah, blue collar.
It's more democratic kind of language. Working class area in Birmingham, which is it's a big city in England, not Birmingham in Alabama.
We have that too, yeah.
Yeah. So the whole city is pretty blue collar, to put it politely. So I was going in the evening and rang the doorbell in one apartment, and there was all this noise coming from inside, and it opened up and it was like so much noise, and there was a woman with a completely harassed look on her face opened the door, and from inside there's the smell of meat coming out, the TV is blaring loudly, the kids are shouting, the husband, at least there's a husband there, he's shouting also, trying to keep them quiet, and the dog's barking, the smell of meat is coming out, and this woman stands there with a completely harassed look on her face. How can you not feel sorry for such people? But even people, if they're very puffed up, and they think, yes, I'm doing very well, I'm doing very well in the world, I'm on top of everything. But you know that they're like a big balloon, you can just pop it. There's just air inside, puffed up. Srila Prabhupada always used that term, puffed up. There's nothing inside, actually. Inside, they're all full of anxiety, also. So, naturally, when we feel compassion for such people, by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, we develop compassion. Responsibility, these are all qualities, right? You're supposed to imbibe qualities. People are supposed to be responsible. I mean, there are some people who just, they're beach bums or surfers or hell's angels, and they don't take any responsibility. But an advanced human being or a civilized human being should be responsible. Everyone should be responsible. But responsibility means all around. Those parents who are responsible, it's amazing actually in the modern age how many parents, they're not even responsible, they don't take responsibility for their kids. Even.
Terrible.
They just don't care for them, or they have kids but they think the kids are botheration. But even if you are, mostly up to date, most Indians or Asians, they still have responsibility. They have that sense of responsibility for their children. But that responsibility, that means to see their clothes properly, fed nicely, they're educated well, they imbibe proper values. But the most important responsibility is to teach them what is the purpose of life, to understand Krishna. Without that, everything is empty. If we simply teach them how to be fixed, or how to advance, so-called, in this world, that is not full responsibility. The real responsibility is that, what is that? Pitana sasyat, svajanana sasyat. That one should not become a guruna sasyat, svajanana sasyat, pitana sasyat, jananina sasyat, naivanga satsyam, napatischa nasya, namochiya dhyasamupeta mrityum. That one should not become a guru, father, mother. One should not take any position of responsibility over others, unless one is able to release them from birth and death. This is real responsibility. So devotees, they see everyone, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Everyone is our family. Why should I be concerned only with my own family? Everyone is our family, and it is our duty to try to help everybody. So devotees, they have to become responsible. And even materially, that helps us to become responsible, that we have to organize ourselves properly. There's this misconception that spiritual life means unorganized. But actually, spiritual life means the best organized for serving Krishna. And everyone has to take responsibility to perform their service properly, to see that the books are available for distribution, to see that the devotees are fed properly, clothed properly, to see that we ourselves get out there to do it. So book distribution teaches us responsibility in the fullest sense of the term. With book distribution, we cannot do that without proper sadhana. In itself, it's a sadhana. Sadhana means the process that leads us to perfection. But we cannot do that unless we ourselves have spiritual strength. How do we distribute books? What do you say, Ramdas? You're always distributing books. How is it possible? How is it possible to distribute these books? We may ask, what are the different techniques? What do you say to people? So there may be this technique, that technique, what do you say to people, this, that. But the strength comes from Krishna consciousness. It doesn't come from any material technique. So we have to link with Krishna by bhakti yoga. That means always chanting, rising early, having arati, reading the books. Sadhana gives us the strength by which we can distribute books. So you can't perform this Sankirtan Yajna. We cannot participate in that unless we have the strength, which comes from proper sadhana, tolerance. I mean, this is just, you think of any good quality, and by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and the mercy of all the devotees, all good qualities will develop for one who tries to serve the Sankirtan mission. Tolerance, one has to be tolerant, because so many people will say so many stupid things to us, obnoxious things to us. Particularly previously, there was, as we were saying, violence was quite common against the devotees. Not so much now, but still, it's not that everyone welcomes the devotees. Actually, when devotees go to distribute books, the people should come running and fall at the devotees' feet and offer them puja and take all the books, but it doesn't happen, does it? It doesn't happen. It might happen, you never know the way things are going on. With more distribution, people... Actually, I've experienced that myself, that people literally welcome asked like that when I was just a young boy, actually, and I was traveling in the villages in Bangladesh, and people, whole villages would come up literally offering puja, washing feet, welcoming with sankirtan. So we want to bring that culture here.
Haribol.
That's the culture Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. Still, we have to preach to them. They have that culture to recognize what is the value of sankirtan, what is the value of preaching sankirtan. But it's not that everyone's taking to it very seriously immediately. So book distribution teaches us the value of association with devotees. Yeah, because ekaki amar nahi paibol hari nama sankirtan. We can't do it. It's not a one-man job. Sankirtan means we're all together. We all help each other. We can't do it by ourselves. Srila Prabhupada came to the West alone and preached Krishna consciousness when no one had heard of Krishna, except maybe few scholars in the university. No one had any idea what Srila Prabhupada was talking about. How was Srila Prabhupada able to do that? There could be many answers to that question. One is that Srila Prabhupada himself said, I never felt that I was alone. I always felt that my spiritual master was with me. So we take strength from association with devotees. Sangha Shakti Kalo Yuga. In Kali Yuga, we get strength from association with devotees. In other ages, especially in Satya Yuga, people get spiritual strength from meditating alone. But in Kali Yuga, we get strength by association with devotees. And devotees help each other. It's not an easy job just to go out and meet so many people whose association we should actually avoid. For advancement in Krishna consciousness, we shouldn't even look in the faces of people who are not Krishna conscious, who are meat eaters, who are taking intoxication, indulging in all kinds of sinful activities. But we do so for the sake of distributing these books, distributing the knowledge that Srila Prabhupada has given us. So we get strength and succor by associating with devotees. And we really appreciate the association when we see how pure-hearted are devotees in comparison to those who have no idea of Krishna. We can see just how much better the devotees are, how saintly they are. The endeavor to approach Krishna, to try to be Krishna conscious, is so glorious compared to the non-devotees who have no idea that there is any particular purpose of life, let alone how to become purified. So book distribution teaches us this sake of dependency on Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, this Sharanagati, the path of taking shelter. So that the essence of that Sharanagati means this sense of dependence on Krishna, that Rakshishatiti Vishvaso Avasya Rakibe Krishna. Krishna will definitely protect me. So that again, we see Srila Prabhupada, he went with nothing but his faith in Krishna to the Western world. The faith that Krishna is with me, Krishna is protecting me. And as we venture into the places of non-devotees, how Krishna is protecting us. We can experience that. And devotees who are very bold in distributing the books and preaching Krishna consciousness, they find that Krishna is always protecting them. I was recently in Scotland. A devotee told me that he'd gone with a group of others to perform Sankirtan in the Shetland Islands, which are remote islands off the coast of Scotland, where maybe devotees hadn't been there before. So they came to the main street of the I think the largest town is maybe population 2,000 or something like that.
Village.
Yeah. So they started performing kirtan, and before long a policeman came and told them they had to stop. So a devotee, instead of stopping, said, "Why do we have to stop?" He challenged, "Why should we stop?" The policeman said, "Well, there's been a complaint." So a devotee didn't stop. He told them, "Well, he said, I've been doing this all over Scotland for so many years. No one complained." Actually, people had complained, but he told them this. "And no one ever complained. So if that person's complaining, I'm also going to make a complaint against the person who's making a complaint." And policemen just didn't know what to say, and they went on with their So we have to be bold. There are hundreds and thousands of such stories. So many. One devotee told me, in Germany years ago, the police, they were always trying to catch the devotees and arrest them. So one policeman came up to the devotee who was distributing and said, "Now I'm going to arrest you." And then the devotee said, "Who are you?" "I'm a policeman." What policeman? "How do I know you're not impersonating?" So he brought out his identity card, and the devotee looked at him and said, "I'm not sure this is a real car." And the policeman became completely confused. He said, "No, I'll bring another policeman." And then he went off, and the devotee also went off. So like this, devotees are protected by Krishna. And Krishna gives them the intelligence to meet all opposing elements in the service of Krishna. How is that? By the mercy of Krishna. We get this. Actually, when we're distributing these books, we don't feel we're alone. We feel Krishna is with us, Prabhupada is with us, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. All the acharyas are with us. If we're focused like this, praying like this, we'll feel the presence of all the acharyas with us. That we're not going alone. And to the vision of others, we're just one small person going around selling some funny books. But actually we're moving with the whole parampara. And many times devotees, they can feel the presence of Srila Prabhupada with them. They know, isn't it? If you can feel that Prabhupada is directly with me, that Prabhupada is directly pleased by this. So we attract the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the Guru Parampara, because this is what they want. They want us to spread this Krishna conscious movement. For this, for this purpose, they all came to this material world. And that is fructifying now. That what all the great acharyas came to this world for, that is now fructifying. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world for, that is fructifying in the form of the spread of the Krishna conscious movement. Book distribution teaches us true humility. Humility, how many people in America know that word even? It's not like the most popular word, is it? You find people talking about how to be, you know, self-assertive and personality development and... Well, that's... They talk about personality development in this country. In India, they talk about that a lot.
Self-esteem.
Self-esteem, that's it. But humility, that seems to be the opposite of self-esteem. That to think that jagai madhai hoite muito papishto purishe arakito hoite muishe lagishto je mora nam sune tara punna khoi Jaimora Nam Loi Tara Papa Hoy. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. In writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he protests what he considers to be his disqualification for doing so. He states that it is only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas and of Nityananda Prabhu and of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he can do so, because he feels himself to be more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, who attacked Nityananda Prabhu. And he feels himself to be lower than the worm living in stool. And he thinks that if anyone hears his name, that their pious activities become diminished, and if anyone says his name, that simply by doing so he becomes sinful. He actually feels like that. He feels so humble. So humility, it's not a matter of cringingly saying, going like this. One can be very bold also for Krishna, but one feels, I am not qualified. Jogat vichare kichu nahi pai, tomara karuna sha. I have no qualification, but only by the mercy of Guru and Krishna can I do this. And actually that's a fact, we have no qualification. Often people or devotees say to me, well, how can I become humble? And then I ask them, well, what are you proud about? And if you think about it, we really don't have anything to be proud about. It doesn't make any sense to be proud about anything. But realizing that, that's the trick. And if we think about it, how significant are we? We're immensely insignificant, but to realize that is very difficult, because we always think that the world is spinning around a me. I am so important. We're thinking about our own concerns. How to fill my belly. What others are thinking of me. We always think ourselves to be very important. But by distributing these books, we realize that I'm nothing. I can't do anything. The only thing I can do is agree to become an instrument in the hands of Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas. I can't personally do anything. So book distribution teaches us humility, cleanses our heart of material desires. That is the Chaito Dharpana Marjanam effect. That by doing this, we get the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Mercy means what? What is the symptom of one who gets the mercy of Guru and Krishna? Is that the heart becomes free from material desires. That is a great gift. We're tortured by material desires. This totally misdirected modern civilization, as Srila Prabhupada refers to it in the first canto purport. Totally misdirected. Why? Because the whole modern civilization is directed how to increase our material desires. Whereas real civilization means how to decrease them to zero. So it's very difficult in this modern age in which the whole atmosphere is one of increasing our material desires. People think that that is the purpose of human life, and the purpose of human civilization is to increase our material desires, and everything should be done for the sake of fulfilling material desires. There is the Chaturvarga, is mentioned in Shastra. Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. So in human society, these are the four pursuits. Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation. And of course, Krishna Bhakti is ultimately beyond all of these. But in modern society, there's only Artha and Kama. Everything is work hard to get money and then enjoy your senses. So it's a very contaminated atmosphere, but by the mercy of the Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Guru and Krishna, the mercy we get by trying to help others, by giving them knowledge of this better form of life, works to purify our own hearts. And practically we can't do this unless our own hearts become purified. Where will we get the inspiration to do so? Unless our hearts become purified. So I was talking about personality development. We have a great personality development program. Go and distribute the books. One becomes confident, one learns what to say, what do they call that, fast on the rap. Krishna inspires one to how to deal with all kinds of different people in all kinds of different circumstances. But real personality development means how to place myself as an instrument of Krishna and become purified so that I can act in a way that is always pleasing to Krishna. That is real personality development. And we find in Krishna Leela that all the personalities, they're real personalities. They're not ghostly, like ghost-like people who are wandering around these modern cities at least half intoxicated with no particular goal in life. But everyone is a very strong personality. But there's no clash because everyone harmonizes in service to Krishna. So real personality development is only in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if we're not in Krishna consciousness, we're not really developing our own personality. We're just developing it according to what other people think we should be like. But our real personality develops in service to Krishna, because that is our real activity. Our real person, the real person who we are, is a servant of Krishna. So our real personality develops in service to Krishna by distributing these books. We learn or we appreciate our own need to study these books more and more and see the world through the eye of Shastra. Everyone sees the world not just visually, but everyone has an outlook by which they interpret everything they see. That's why different people, they see the same object in different ways. If a yogi goes to the forest, he'll think this is a nice place to meditate. If a businessman goes to the forest, he'll think, well, maybe I could purchase this and then I could clear the land, make money from the lumber, and then make a housing development and make lots of money. If a lusty person goes, he thinks, I can bring my girlfriend here, we can enjoy here. Or someone might think, I'll bring my family here, we can have a picnic. You say that? Picnic? Yes. So, different people, by seeing the same scene, they have different thoughts and different outlook, and an ecologist, ecologically minded person might think how to preserve the forest, and a businessman may think how to cut it all down. But a devotee's outlook is different to that of everyone else. A devotee goes in the forest and chants Hare Krishna, by which all the trees and the insects and the birds, everyone becomes purified. So a devotee has a different outlook because he sees the world through the eye of Shastra, Shastra-chakshu. Otherwise, how do we see the world? We see the world through the way that we've been indoctrinated since birth or even before, by the TV, by magazines, newspapers, education, by the broader culture, which makes everyone think that living the way everyone else lives, that's the way we should live. But if we read Srila Prabhupada's books, we understand this is exactly the way people should not live. People should live jivasya tattva jignyasa neha yas, what is that, neha yas cheha karma dihi kamasya nendriya priti labho jivete yavata. One should not live, Srimad Bhagavatam states, that one should not live for indulging the senses, which is just exactly the opposite of what the whole society is pushing us to do. But one should live simply for the sake of inquiring into the nature of reality. What is actually going on here? Nothing else should be the goal of our works. So what is the nature of reality? Krishna. We are all servants of Krishna. So that vision we get, the appreciation, how everything is centered on Krishna, we get that from studying Srila Prabhupada's books. And we get more and more inspiration to study those books as we distribute the knowledge within them. We become convinced how people are suffering without this and of the need to ourselves become more and more deep in the knowledge of those books. Book distribution. Distributing that helps us to become free from the cheating of this world. This world is simply a place of the cheaters and the cheated. That's all. Srila Prabhupada, we'll find in his books repeatedly exposing the fallacies of modern society and the cheating. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, everything he states that is derived from Shastric teachings. In Srimad Bhagavatam it stated that prajaste bhakshyashyantim lechara janyarupina, that in the modern age, in Kali Yuga, people who take the role of leaders, they're all asanskrita kriyahina. They're not purified at all. They don't follow any purificatory processes. They're simply meat eaters whose only interest is to exploit the citizens. This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada saw this very clearly. We shouldn't be fooled by thinking that leaders, they actually care for us or have any desire to help us. Everything we can see from Srila Prabhupada's books, we're not fooled by the propaganda. We can see that without Krishna consciousness, everything is completely useless. And everything, all cheating, lies, propaganda. Propaganda too, the whole propaganda of modern society is to that we can spoil our lives without being Krishna conscious. So we see through that. We're not cheated by false leaders. So by distributing books, the mercy of the parampara descends on us. We actually get a taste. What is that mercy? That we get a taste for Krishna consciousness. The more we do it, the more we want to do it. We want to share that with others. We can feel the presence of Krishna. I said we can feel the presence of Prabhupada. We feel the same. So many times, situations arise in which we understand that Krishna is orchestrating everything. If we think, I am doing this, now I am going to distribute so much, we cannot do anything. But if we simply surrender to Krishna and pray, Krishna, please help me, then we find in so many ways how Krishna, he arranges everything, that we simply have to make ourselves his instrument, and Krishna arranges everything. In the most amazing ways, how these books get distributed, and we find our own presence is simply, we take the books, we go out, and Krishna arranges everything. And if we think that I am doing everything, and then we find out how we can do nothing, this is what actually happens. So this teaches us the presence of Krishna. And Krishna consciousness means to appreciate the presence of Krishna always and everywhere, which we will do by taking out those books. So distributing these books, that also protects us from this prakrita sahajya bhava, or this cheap approach to bhakti, where people think that without proper purification, we just imagine ourselves to be a gopi in Vrindavan or something like this. This is quite common. The ultimate aim of the Sankirtan movement is that we will join Krishna in his Rasa Leela, but it's not a cheap thing that we can do so without complete purification. But there are many people who take it very cheaply. They just by imagination, they like to think, now I am a gopi. May gopi whom? They do this. You see, there's some coming from Delhi. They come down the weekend and do Govardhan Parikrama and calling out, may gopi, I'm a gopi. Then they go back to Delhi. If you're actually a gopi, then why are you going back to Delhi? You don't find any gopis in Delhi. Just by imagination. Just by imagination. But distributing these books gives us a very practical realization of who we are and what our service is. And by doing that, actually we get the mercy of the great devotees who are intimately associating with Krishna in his Leela. Srila Prabhupada confirmed that this service of distributing these books is like that, or follows in that, of the gopis who they want to bring more and more devotees to Krishna. So this is service to the gopis. This is a very esoteric realization. But actually it's a fact. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own mission for which he came to this world, to enlighten people, to give them knowledge of Krishna by which they can be delivered from all suffering. So without indulging in imaginative, esoteric, supposed realizations, if we do this very practical service, we will please Krishna in the best possible way and advance towards pure love of God. So I wanted to speak those things in congratulation to all of you who, by the inspiration of Vaisheshika Prabhu, are engaged in this service. This is undoubtedly extremely pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, to all the previous acharyas. So I pray that your book distribution may increase more and more and more, and all of you will become more and more and more enlivened in this service and in all services to Krishna, and you all become more and more advanced in Krishna consciousness, and more and more people come and join that, and this is actual anandam buddhi vardhanam, increasing the ocean of transcendental bliss of the Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna. So, is there any question or comment about this? Gurunath Prabhu.
That's the red button.
I need to get a copy of this because this seems like the battery is running out. Is this yours?
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thanks for coming here and blessing us with your realizations about the importance and value and the glories of book distribution. I had a question. We had some experience. Mayapur Bihari and Dilip Bhai Patel and myself just went to the convention for the Asian American Hotel Owners Association.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's for putting the Bhagavad Gita's in the
motels. There's actually like probably 65% now of the economy lodgings in the United States are owned by Indian Hindus. And they're quite
Hotel
willing.
Patel.
Yes. They're quite willing to most of them are quite willing to take the books in the hotels as long as
means
they don't
have to pay for them?
They don't really want to pay for them so much yet. Because they get the Gideon's Bibles for free and some of them have some little reluctance to put it in. But if we give it to them for free, we're taking more orders than we can fill. We have to actually find some donors and find some money somehow so that we can do this and take advantage of this opportunity.
Well, I tell you one thing. In Delhi, they're doing this sponsored books. Mm-hmm. It's famous. And they're having problem distributing them because they get so much sponsorship. They've already covered everything.
Maybe
so
they should sponsor
maybe you
the
could work something out.
Yes, we'll talk to Gopal Krishna. But the question I had is that some resistance we get sometimes from people who say that we're reluctant to put the Bhagavad Gita in our motel rooms because we're afraid that the guests may not properly respect them. Mm. And even the Bibles, they have to put the Bibles in the room, some of them, depending on their franchises and stuff like that. They put the Gideon's Bibles for free in the rooms, but they find that some people just, you know, spill coffee on it or tear pages out to write on it or write things on it, and they're afraid that even worse, maybe, with the Bhagavad Gita, and they'll feel like they'll incur sin if that happens. It's their fault for making it available to these low-class people. So
how to respond to this? Well, tell them that you appreciate very much their pious concern, but that in the modern age it's necessary. Krishna consciousness would not have spread if this kind of risk hadn't been taken. And tell them that you vow that if whatever offense is there, we will personally take that. You don't worry. You, whatever benefit you get from people taking Bhagavad Gita, you take for yourself, and any offense we will take.
Thank you.
Yes, Maharaj, you were mentioning the seven effects of Sankirtan. And first thing I got was purification.
Chito Darpana Marjanam. The heart becomes cleansed. Bhava Mahadavadni Nirvarpanam. It extinguishes the blazing forest fire of material existence. Shriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. It distributes the auspicious. It's very poetic language. Shreya Kairavacha, the moon, it distributes the moon-like, the lotus-like moon rays of auspiciousness. It's not very translatable. Vidya Vadhu Jivanam, this is again poetic language. It is the life of the knowledge, which is the wife or the shakti of bhakti. Anandam buddhi vartanam. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. And it putipadam purnamritasvadanam. It enables us to taste nectar at every step. Sarvatma snapanam. It completely cleanses the world, everything. So this is the seven-tongued fire of this Sankirtan sacrifice, Sankirtan Yajna. Many of these points you'll get, apart from distributing Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada also wanted his disciples and followers to write books, so I've been doing that. So many of these points you'll get in this book, Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. I heard that there are many fans of Bhaktivinoda Thakur here.
Is that?
Seventh Goswami? Yes.
Well, so many points of Bhaktisiddhanta, of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you'll get in this book, Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, because, as noted in the book, Bhaktisiddhanta is wholly made of Bhaktivinoda. He represented Bhaktivinoda to the world, his whole teachings, his whole mission. His whole training was completely composed of Bhaktivinoda. So you'll find so many pastimes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, both directly of his own pastimes and through his main disciple who appeared as his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this is for those who have read Prabhupada's books, you can read this. Also, do you want to, Damodar Vamsidhari, you want to speak about the books? I'm also, on Srila Prabhupada's order, I'm also writing books. So, I'm trying to distribute them also. People are benefiting by them. Because there's nothing but service to Prabhupada is the permeating them.
Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. Thanks for the very insightful class, especially when we are having the whole DBT euphoria going on here. This is very helpful.
DBT?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur Monthly Sankirtan Festival.
I see.
So we have this monthly Sankirtan
festival. I don't mind, but I would prefer, I mean, everything in the modern age is in acronyms, but it's actually just like people say CC, but it's better to say Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a transcendental sound. But if we say the name, if we say Bhaktivinod, I mean, that very name is purifying. What are the meanings, or what is the import of those words that join together to make Bhakti Vinod? That's analyzed somewhat in this book also. Bhakti Siddhan Vaibhava.
Bhakti's version, Vinod, is...
Vinod means pleasure.
Thakur is pure...
Thakur is a term of respect. It's offered as a term of respect.
Thank you very much.